Yesterday was the annual Environmental Day at the state capitol. Activists and students met with legislators and attended committee hearings to voice their support for environmental protection. So what environmental issues are on the table at the capitol this session? For more on this, we're joined now by the show's Lauren Gilger. And Lauren Phillison, what's going on?
Right. So I took that question to Sandy Barr. She's the director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club and one of the organizers of the event. And she said there were more than 200 people there from 26 different legislative districts at the Capitol yesterday involved in this. And she said they're looking at a number of issues, especially conserving water in our state. But in general, she doesn't think that a lot of what is going on at the state legislature is going to be good for our environment.
Today, in fact, they're looking at a repeal of the Arizona State Parks Board. They want to take away the citizen oversight and the kind of transparency and public involvement that we got with our Parks Board. And we also are looking at water. Water is an issue every year. Unfortunately, the legislature hasn't been stepping up to do enough relative to conserving water and talking about the need to keep water in our rivers and streams. We are supporting a bill that will actually encourage people to do rainwater harvest. Another key issue is the citizen initiative and referendum process. The legislature doesn't like it because it's a check on the power of the legislature. That's what it was intended to be. And so frequently they try to find ways to weaken citizen initiatives. And even today, there's a bill up that erects all kinds of impediments to getting something on the ballot, which is already very difficult. And for us, that's important because environmental protection issues, sometimes like things like the Heritage Fund, that was established by the voters. Previous conservation funds have been established by the voters. And so those are the kinds of things that we need to be able to take directly to the people because there is public support and the legislature is, you know, trying to get in the way of that.
So looking at this citizen initiative issue first, then, do you have any initiatives that you are considering in the future if things don't happen the way you want in this session?
There's always discussion about ballot measures right now. There's been discussion over the last several years about doing something on solar energy because of some of the hostility coming from the Corporation Commission and the legislature. There's ongoing discussion about reinstating the State Parks Heritage Fund. You know, the legislature doesn't really seem to value parks the way that the people do, and so that's one of the reasons why frequently you have to go to the ballot.
And then let's dig into this water issue a little bit more. Like you said, this is always a big deal in Arizona. You said the legislature is unfortunately not doing what you would like them to be doing to conserve water in our state. What do you think they could be doing?
Well, we think that one thing they could do, it's a relatively small bill, but they could support this bill to promote rainwater harvesting. Another thing that they could do is reject. There's actually a bill that would really delay and create more problems for addressing water rights relative to surface water, rivers, and streams. We don't think that is a good idea, as a number of the Native American tribes are opposing that bill because they see it as a way of putting them at a disadvantage in the water discussions. But ultimately, we need to strengthen the Groundwater Management Act. There have been efforts to weaken it, and that's the act that helps to limit groundwater pumping in certain parts of the state in order to protect the rivers and streams that we have in Arizona that are still flowing, you know, that we've dried up quite a few of them through groundwater pumping and diversions.
That was Sandy Barr, director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club. She helped organize the Environmental Day at the state capitol yesterday.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.